Hey, what's up, guys? You tuned in to Slaying with Asa, and I'm Lira Mtetwa.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of Slaying with Asa with myself, Asanda Mbaimbai. So today in the studio, we have some special guests, and these folks have been on your screens before, and now they are here to spill the beans on their latest gig in Kokota, which is a brand new show on Mzansi Magic. So to just, you know, name the cast that's with me here in the studio, we have Lira Mtetwa, who is known for her role in Gomorrah as Jackie Hlungwane.
Along
with...
And then along we have Obakeng Kgwedu, who's also been in Gomorrah and portrayed the character of Ntabi Seng.
It's in Jamado.
And with us, not forgetting Koketso Mtaung, who's made his mark in the soapy world with The River and portrayed the character of Kahlewo. Thank you so much for having time, like for actually making time for us, rather, you know, to just be here and spill the beans about the new show, of which I'm sure most people, especially the youth, is excited about. So welcome, yeah. Guys.
Thank you for having us.
Jinx, you owe me Coke, Lira.
So with you viewers at home, stay tuned to our podcast as we chat with them about their journeys, what goes on behind the scenes of Kokota, and the cool stories behind the characters they play. So let's dive right in and have a blast. So guys, now let's talk.
Maskulume.
Let's talk. So, starting with your characters in the show, guys. So, I'm going to start with you, Lira. Can you share how you prepared your role in Kokota? And what aspects of your character resonated with you the most?
Sure, Asa. We're hitting the ground running here. I am playing the role of Mampo Modisane. I am the mother to Katlego Modisane, that's played by Obakeng Kgwedu. And she is a mother. She loves her daughter but doesn't know how to communicate it very well when the situation gets challenging, right? So we're dealing with a family dynamic of a single mother that had a child out of wedlock and that's trying to make sure that her daughter is protected from the experiences that she has. How Mampo fits into the story is that she also had a dream, but was not able to realize her dream because she fell pregnant at an early age. So that alone speaks volumes to the story of dreams itself. Mm-hmm. What resonated between Mampo and I a lot is that she tires me. Mampo drains me because she can really go on. I always say to people, "Kere Mampo ke stratmate." Do you know what that is? Do you know?
Stratmate.
Yeah, Mampo ke stratmate. Mampo, she never runs out of something to say. She's catty. She's spicy. She's, you know. So, but at the same time, she's a loving mother. I am a mother. I'd like to think that I'm gentle and loving within the raising of my child, but Mampo doesn't know how to translate that. Mm-hmm. So it ends up looking and feeling like she's aggressive, which half of the time she is.
Okay, what was it like working with such a diverse group of actors, especially with you not being so new in this industry? And what did you learn, you know, from each other?
Oh my gosh, it was really phenomenal. It was nerve-wracking at first, you know, because we're the new kids on the block, you know, and we're working with
these...
It was good.
Pew,
pew, pew.
Pew, 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 pew.
We're working with experienced people, so the initial feeling is definitely intimidation, you know, like, oh, will I be able to do as good? How am I even... we're... In the industry, we're going to be acting. I'm going to be Lira Mtetwa's daughter, you know? So we have to kind of break that barrier of being scared and nervous and not knowing where to khata and stuff. So that was the initial feeling. But the experience itself was actually so heartwarming, you know? At the end of the day, they're people. They're successful people, but they're people. So we relate on that notes already, you know. Na go sana o lebelang o mong go tlase, you know. And just like Lira said, we were teaching each other, and what we ke mang mosadire Jill Scott. I welcome the wise to teach, you know? Mm. And that was me. I would always just want to know how they do so and so, where their mind was at, how to get out of maybe like an emotional scene if it is emotional. And sometimes it's not even in asking, it's in observing how they do their craft, you know? It's in observing their tactics and their presence, just absorbing their presence, you know? And I feel like we're so fortunate, or I'm so fortunate to have worked on, you know, Gokomora and on here with an environment that is so warm, an environment that allows you to be. It's like a safe place. It's like we've known each other for a while, you know? And I'm so grateful, and that is what I have learned.
What do you hope viewers can take away from the show? And how do you think it will resonate with the audience, especially those who have dreams and ambitions like your characters?
What I'd say to everyone out there, you know, watch the show, and what you could actually learn from it is don't give up on your dreams. You know, remember the team, the dream team makes the dream work. Mm. You know, like the likes of Avel, Stagel, Katleho, Tepang, as well as Mintos. We all come from different backgrounds, but then we complement each other based on each and everyone's characteristics, you know. Mm. But yeah, you like I said, you always please watch the show so you can also understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, be persistent in what you want. You know, don't take no for an answer. Go for it. And Jesus says yes.
Nobody can say no.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
I'm not in that mood, that oomph of watching the show. So, guys, when does the show air? Which channel and what time?
Catch Kokota every Sunday on Mzansi Magic.
Channel 161.
Remapara
Pitori.
Guys, for coming to my show, thank you for making time, you know, for the viewers, because they definitely gonna move from being listeners to viewers to actually witness what you guys shared with us today. And I hope that you guys enjoyed our first episode of Slaying with Us.